Good morning, Mr. Tim. It's a long time since I had the pleasure of a visit from you.
Yes, it must be 3 or 4 years. I haven't visited you since I called about my will. You helped me with that, you remember?
Yes, I remember. Do you want to make any changes in your will?
I don't think that will be necessary, but you'll tell me if it is. I left everything, you remember, to my wife and, after her death, to my son Jerry. I've about $15,000 in shares of industrial companies. These bring in, after paying tax, about $1,125 a year. Well, I'm earning a good salary now, and I shall get a good pension from my employers. So my wife and I can live fairly comfortably with this extra income. I want to buy some land and build a house for my son. It's time he get married, and he needs a house. I'm thinking of building one and giving it to him.
Your son's fortunate. So, you want my help buying the land and building the house?
Yes, that's right. As soon as you've done what's necessary for buying the land, Jerry and I will see an architect.
Have you found a plot yet?
Jerry was in Edinburgh last Saturday and saw a plot he likes. My wife and I went there 2 days ago, and we liked it too. I'd like you to make the necessary inquiries for me.
I'd be pleased to do that. I shall have to write the local authority and inquire whether it is allowed to build a house on your piece of land. You're not allowed to build a house without permission from the planning authority. And sometimes the authority decides that a house must be built of stone and not of brick, so that it doesn't spoil the surrounding village.